Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Clint Sterner's football at 4, and it is Friday, baby. Every Friday, we are joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain for the entire 4 o'clock hour. And you know how we start this thing off when John McClain's in the building. He is presented by the fine folks over at Horn Solutions. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Man, we're doing well. The Texans obviously have gifted us some juicy topics.
And a little bit of work.
And again, this morning, a little bit of work. Hey, no doubt about that. And this morning, obviously, Texans general manager Nick Caserio spoke to the media. It was live right here on Sports Radio 610 with the In the Loop guys. You can hit that, download that Odyssey app, hit the rewind feature, and catch it right at 11 o'clock. I think it came on right at 11 o'clock this time. No delays. But, John, you were in the building. You asked the first question. Just your thoughts, generally speaking, on – Nick Caserio's presser with the media today.
Well, he wisely didn't commit to anything. Didn't commit to Lovie Smith, didn't commit to Davis Mills, because he doesn't want to think that he's telling the new coach what to do, but of course he will. And if it's Gerard Mayo, the Patriots inside linebackers coach, a lot of people think he's been an assistant for only 3 years. So he's going to need a lot of help. So he's got Caserio there directing him, not to mention Jack Easterby. They both know him very well from New England. And the way Caserio, he's real good at talking a lot and saying very little. And he mastered that in New England, of course. And he can't talk about any coaches that are under contract. But I'm pretty sure if the Patriots lose at Buffalo like they're expected to, there's a good chance they'll reach out and ask for permission to talk to him. And I don't know about Josh McDaniels. He and Caserio go back to college. They were teammates. They've spent 20 years together at New England. His brother coaches for the Texans. So, and McDaniels' name is not – nobody's asked to talk to him. And I don't know if it's because they got tired of him after the way he lied to the Colts and backed out of that deal. He used to be mentioned constantly, but nobody asked to talk to him. And maybe they will next week. But they could have done a Zoom. And some people, a friend of mine that covers the Patriots, is wondering if that deal – is locked up. And I'm thinking it's more like Mayo. You know, I'm told that Brian Flores is not coming here, and don't know the reasons for any of this. And Caserio said they'll cast a wide net, but I'm sure when they're reeling in those fish, the only ones that they actually pull out and don't throw back will be from the Patriots.
John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions, with us. So you're saying, you're hearing that Brian Flores, who was said to be a leading candidate yesterday, you're hearing Brian Flores is not one you would expect to take this job.
No. I mean, he might be a candidate. Maybe he comes in and interviews. He was with Caserio for 15 years. Just because people work together doesn't mean they like each other. You know, you two, y'all may, when the mic's off, y'all may not stand each other.
Never speak.
And but on the when you're on the air, it looks all hunky-dory.
It does.
And
I
so
hate Tyler.
You think that, I know there's been a lot of people I've worked with through the years that I didn't like and wouldn't hire. And so you just don't know what Caserio's thinking. But I do know this. Jack Easterby loves Gerard Mayo.
Okay.
And if he does, I'm pretty sure Caserio will too.
John, what the Mayo thing, I want to stick on that for a minute. You mentioned earlier that it's clear that with 3 years experience and only experience in the NFL coaching was with the linebacker specifically, a position coach, not a coordinator, not a head coach. And you said, do you think that, I mean, you said something about him needing help. Do you think that's something that this crew and Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio may be looking for, is a head coach that needs to be groomed and wants to be groomed by them per se?
I don't think that's what they're looking for. I think that they just like Mayo. I read a thing right at the near the end of the season. Tom Curran from NBC Sports Boston, who's covered them forever, wrote a column that I read about how much Mayo means to the defense. And I'm amazed that Steve Belichick, who calls the defense Belichick's oldest son, we're not hearing his name yet. It's only a matter of time before people start talking about Steve Belichick as a head coaching candidate. But this story was about Jerod Mayo is much more than just an inside linebackers coach and how much he works with Steve Belichick and with Bill. He played there for 8 years. And I read another story, talked about the kind of player he was. He would come up in the offseason to watch tape. He would come up on his days off to watch tape. And I don't count Mike Vrabel from the coaching tree because he didn't coach with Belichick. But Ted Johnson said, and I've since found out from Vrabel, when he played, he always knew he wanted to coach, and he would pick Belichick's brain a lot. He would go in when he didn't have to, talk to coaches, watch tape, and that's what Mayo sounds like. Problem is, he's only got 3 years coaching experience. And something Caserio brought up today, without being specifically asked, Brian T. Smith from Chronicle asking about other organizations modeling, and he mentioned Pittsburgh. And then he went into Mike Tomlin. When he was hired at 31,
he went in
people
deep.
Didn't know who he was. He'd only been a coordinator 1 year. And when the Steelers interviewed him, they thought, that guy's got it, and he's got it. And the whole time he's talking, I'm thinking, these are subliminal messages about Jerod Mayo that he could be talking about. And a lot of people thought the same thing. And I have no clue about Mayo, only knew him as a player. But when a guy like Tom Curran praises him as much as he did, it makes me take notice.
What do you think of that comparison? Not from Nick Caserio or Jack Easterby's perspective, but from your perspective of comparing Mike Tomlin to potentially a Jerod Mayo type. Just that comparison from an organization and a coaching experience standpoint.
Well, I'll say this. When Tomlin got hired, everybody in the Pittsburgh media, and so I did too, everybody had them hiring Russ Grimm. Their offensive line coach, who is now in the Hall of Fame, one of the Hogs with the Redskins, was going to get that job. Everybody thought he was. And Rooney's interviewed several candidates, and then when they interviewed Tomlin, somebody must have recommended Tomlin to him, just like, you know, Bill Cowher. People don't think about Bill Cowher as a head coach. And so when they interviewed Tomlin, all bets were off on Grimm. They wanted the guy, whatever Tomlin did in that interview, impressed the Rooneys. And they're the best organization at hiring coaches throughout the decades. And they hired him, and people were shocked. Why would you hire a guy with so little experience, so young, over Russ Grimm? And they did, and turned out to be a third consecutive home run the Rooneys have hit, going back to Chuck Knoll in 69.
What's the feeling about Mayo and Easterby? You said he's a huge fan.
I have no idea why, Ron.
It was just known, though.
I know. And going back, he was there. Easterby was there 6.5 years. And in his role as an advisor to players, and a lot of players confided in him a lot. Like, you know, he performed the ceremony for defensive end Derek Rivers' wedding. Rivers is on this team.
I heard it was fantastic.
Got a one-year deal, an extension. And so I don't know why, but I know he thinks the world of Jerod Mayo, and the more I check, the more people seem to. And there's also, I think, a couple teams have reached out that want to talk to him. And but I can't imagine he would go somewhere where he doesn't know anybody to somewhere where he knows them really well. And the fact is, despite what Caserio said, this is something I wrote in my Sunday column, the next coach better understand what he's getting into. He better agree that he can recommend coaches, but he better take the ones that Caserio recommends. He better not have a problem with Caserio being a coach at practice. He better not have a problem with him being up in the booth wearing a headset, as Nick said today, done that all but 2 years in New England. He's done it here. And if you're a young guy with not a lot of experience, you're going to need Caserio's expertise. And I would imagine there's would be a comfort level between Mayo and Caserio working together on picks, on coaching, on just about everything. You know, there's not going to get some guy come in here, say, I'm not saying Bill O'Brien because he knows Caserio well, but say a personality like O'Brien's. He's not going to come in here and say, oh, you can't run around practice like that. You can't be instructed people. You're over personnel. Well, I'm not going to talk to you during games. What are you talking about? There are coaches out there, and I'm going to hire my own coaches. So I think that Mayo or McDaniels or Flores and Patrick Graham, the coordinator of the Giants, he was there with them for years. Brian Daboll, coordinator of the Bills. He's got the same agent as Easterby and Caserio, but he didn't interview last year. And his name is on some list. Another one, Josh Boyer, defensive coordinator at Miami under Flores. He was there for years. So there's a lot of guys that worked with him. But I just think that Mayo's at the top of their list. But they're going to have to interview some other people to show so they can say, oh, no, no, we were serious about these other people. We just thought he was the best.
NFL Hall of Famer John McClain joining us on Sports Radio 610. John, the one thing you said there that concerns me, I think they'll find somebody that will deal with a bunch of that other stuff and accept it and even embrace it. The hiring of the staff, you think the next head coach is going to have to just bite the bullet that Nick Caserio is going to have a heavy hand in what they do from a staff perspective?
Absolutely. He did on this one with David Culley. Now, Culley recommended a couple coaches that he knew that got hired, but it all goes through Nick Caserio. A lot of general managers have control over coaches until the coach does well enough to get it in his contract. When Floyd Reese was the general manager of the Oilers and the Titans, and Jeff Fisher was the coach, Reese had it in his contract. He controlled the coaches. If he wanted coaches fired, they could be fired. One time Jeff Fisher came to Bud Adams' office in Houston, shocked the heck out of him, and saved a couple of his coaches. And then when he went to the Super Bowl in 99, he got a new contract with the power to control the coaches, which Floyd Reese never liked. But I think all coaches should handle their coaches. Oh, and no if question. You don't like their coaches, then fire the head coach for hiring them.
Would you know, that is one thing for me that I'll never understand. I do think it happens, and unfortunately, but to think that a head coach that's a top candidate, I'm not talking about hiring some guy just so you can manipulate him. I'm talking about a guy that's a top candidate for a job. To think that guy would come in and go, ultimately, yeah, you can hire my defensive coordinator, and it could be a 3-4 or 4-3. It could be a pressure defense. It could be a bend-don't-break defense. Those things impact the entire organization, obviously, but those things directly impact what you do offensively. And so it is just – it's so crazy to me to think that it's a good idea. Whether it happens or not is irrelevant, but it's a good idea that a head coach take a job where he's not going to ultimately be able to say, no, I don't want that style of defense to complement my offense. I don't want to stake my head coach resume and my head coach name the first time I'm given the opportunity on that style of defense. Boy, that would be tough for me to do if I were a head coach.
Well, I don't think that's not what they're talking about. A head coach will have some say. He'll say, I like the guy, don't like the guy. And like, say Mayo, he's been involved in a 3-4 his whole career. I asked Caserio today, what if, you know, the new coach wants to play a 3-4 after he spent the whole season going for a 4-3? And, of course, he didn't commit and say Lovey will be back, but I'm sure Lovey will be back, and it'll be a 4-3. And then after a year, if it doesn't work, the new coach wants to play a 3-4, they'll then worry about that. But one of the things I know they'll do, but Nick Caserio's at New England. Their hallmark was to have a good quarterback, smart quarterback, efficient, didn't turn the ball over. Now, of course, Tom Brady's the greatest ever, but that was the philosophy, and they had to run the ball. Running the ball is important to the Patriots. Takes pressure off the quarterback and the defense, and the defense had to be smart. They had to be sound. They had to be smart. They had to be mentally and physically tough, and that's what they want to do here. And today when Caserio was talking about Lovie Smith, he was praising Lovie in every way under the circumstances. And Nick knows. He said, I got to take blame for this. Well, yeah, he's wanted to throw the roster down and brought in the players, but they mined some nuggets on defense, like Tavier Thomas, Malik Collins, Camu Grugier-Hill, and Desmond King. They didn't mind them on offense. And so this new coach is going to come in, I'll guarantee you, and have that Patriot philosophy that you're well-rounded, balanced, and that's the way you're going to play football.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.